Teku. This expression, which occurs a number of times in the Gemara, is often interpreted as Rashi Tevos, as an abbreviation for the words Tishbi, Yitaretz, Kushios, Uba'ayos. Tishbi as in Eliyahu Hanavi, Eliyahu HaTishbi. So Eliyahu Hanavi, who's known as a Tishbi, will be Mitaretz, will answer, will resolve Kushios questions and Ba'ayos and informational questions. And people like to joke that when Eliyahu comes and resolves all of the questions, so we're going to have to write a new Shulchan Aruch, because so much of the Shulchan Aruch of the Halacha that we have nowadays is based upon the rules that we employ in order to resolve uncertainty, kushios and ba'ayos, questions and uncertainties. If everything were certain to us, if there no longer were any questions or uncertainties, then many of the halachos which we apply nowadays would not be applicable anymore. Because if you think about it, you know, over the course of time, so either we have a lot of uncertainty about the mitzios, about the facts on the ground in front of us, or we have uncertainty about halacha, we're not sure whom to paskin like, or in cases where there is no explicit opinions, we have two possibilities about how we should paskin given the lack of precedent. And then in all of these cases, we're left with an uncertainty, and there are rules that halacha employs for resolving uncertainty. So if Eliyahu HaNavi were to come and were to be metaritz, akushios, and ba'ayos to resolve all the uncertainties, so all of those rules would become irrelevant. There's a very good chance that the face of halacha, the face of Shulchan Aruch, would appear very different in the eschatological era than it does nowadays. Why am I mentioning this? Because the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Yud and Daf Yud Aleph addresses two of the most fundamental rules which we use for resolving uncertainties. And those rules are known as Chazaka and as Rov. The precise identity, definition, the boundaries of these rules are subject to much dispute, and they require a lot of investigation. But I want to say some basic things. The Gemara tells us that the source for Chazaka is itself the matter of some dispute. Some people learn out Chazaka from Hilchos Negaim, from the laws of Tzaraas, because the Kohen has to declare that the house is a Tamei house, it's a house which has a Nega, it's a house which has Tzaraas, only after he's left the house. Once he's left the house, so he doesn't know anymore whether the Tzaraas is there or whether the Tzaraas is no longer there. The only way that he knows it, he's uncertain. Maybe that it stayed the way it was. Maybe it disappeared as soon as he walked out of the house. So what does he use to resolve this uncertainty? He must be that he uses a principle, says the Gemara, known as Chazaka. Chazaka in this case means that it stayed the way that it was. That things, objects in motion, tend to stay in motion unless something stops them. And negaim, which are in place in a house, tend to stay in place unless there's a very, very strong reason to assume that something took them away. So that's the principle of Chazaka as it's applied to this case. And therefore we can apply Chazaka all over the place, that things which have remained constant until now, factors, either particular circumstances or about the way the world works, will presumably continue to remain constant. And that's what a Chazaka is. A Rov is something a little bit different. The Gemara says that a Rov, there's a higher probability, empirical or otherwise, let's say, that something whose identity or whose origin is uncertain originated from the most common things. So if you have a town where most meat is kosher and a minority of meat is treif, you find a piece of meat, you don't know if it's kosher or treif, then there's a high empirical probability that the meat you found is kosher, that it originated with the kosher butcher shop. Of course, it should be noted, as the post can say, that this rove is subject to qualifications, because if it's a particular color or a particular cut, So you can't just say, well, most meat is kosher. You have to figure out most meat with that cut and with that color. Is most meat with that cut and color kosher? Or is most meat with that cut or color treif? Similarly, you have to take into account where it's found. Is it a street where it's more likely that people carrying kosher meat would travel on? Or is it a street where the likelihood of kosher meat consumer passing through is very unlikely? That can also affect the outcome. But the basic principle is the same, namely that you can assume that something whose origin or its identity is uncertain shares the identity of the majority of pieces that would be in a similar situation. Now, Tosfos has the following question, which I want to focus on very briefly. Tosfos says there is a principle that a rov is stronger than chazaka. Rov is stronger than chazaka. Why that's so? The classical line that people like to say is that that chazaka is jatsa hanhaga. It's a way in which we behave out of lack of any better possibility of how to behave. But a rov is what they call a beror. It's something which, in our mind, we know exactly what happened based on the rov. Now, it's not clear exactly why that should be so, and some achronim indeed don't subscribe to this distinction between chazaka and rov. And we're going to not work with this assumption for the time being. So, for whatever reason, the Gemara says that a rov is stronger than a chazaka. So if you have a rov on the one side and a chazaka on the other side, the rov will win. Meaning there's a case of an uncertainty. You're not sure. And the chazaka says to act one way, and the rov says the other way. So you follow the rov and not the chazaka. So Tosfos wants to know, given that this is the so, why do we need a source for rov? The Gemara is uncertain. What's the source of rov? And the Gemara concludes inconclusively. It doesn't tell us what the source is for rov. And so the Rishonim have to go back and forth and say, well, do we learn Aruba Delisa Kaman from Aruba Deisa Kaman? Is it Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? Do we learn it out from one of the cases of Aruba Delisa Kaman B'Makum She'i Efshar? These are some of the opinions that the Rishonim bring as to the source of how we know to follow rov. And Tosfos is bothered. Why don't we say that rov is binding? Because given that there is a Gzeres HaKasov that we learn out from Tzaras, that Chazaka is a valid piece of evidence, and that you can resolve an uncertainty based on the Chazaka, so certainly, all the more so, you should be able to resolve an uncertainty on the basis of a rov, because a rov is stronger than Chazaka. Tosfos gives two answers. First, Tosfos answer that could be that in Achinami, that this is indeed the case, and that we derive the source of rov from chazaka, and it's only according to the opinion in the Gemara that chazaka is not based on a pasuk. Only according to that opinion do we need a separate source for rov. That's one answer that Tosfos gives. The second answer that Tosfos gives is that the principle that rov is stronger than chazaka is not an inherent logical principle. Rather, it's a counterintuitive principle, one which I would never have realized if not for Gzeres HaKasov, if not for the fact that the Torah told us that this is how things work. And therefore, we need a separate source for rov. It's not logic which allows us to derive rov from chazaka, it's Gzeres HaKasov. And that Gzeres HaKasov can't tell us anything until we know that both rov and chazaka are admissible evidence, and then you would have thought that logically that a chazaka should be stronger than a rov or equal to a rov, and the pasuk comes along and tells us, given that both of these are binding, a rov is stronger. But prior to our knowledge that a rov is valid evidence to begin with, then this Gzeres HaKosov carries no weight at all. It would be meaningless. Those are the two answers that Tosfos give. I want to just conclude with one very brief aro. Why is it, according to Tosfos HaVamira and Tosfos First Teretz, that a rov is stronger, logically, stronger than a chazaka? It's not simply that there's a gzeres hakasov that rov is stronger than chazaka. It's a logical derivation. According to the man Yamar, who learned that chazaka from a pasuk, so you can learn a rov from chazaka. Why is that so? I wanted to make the following brief suggestion. Every chazaka is based in part on a rov, and every rov is based on a chazaka. What do I mean? That in terms of the predictive capability of any of these mechanisms for resolving uncertainties, it's based on what we call a chazaka, the presumption that things will remain constant. So in other words, that since usually things that remain constant tend to stay constant, things that have in the past remain constant tend to remain constant in the future unless something interferes with them. So therefore, you can rely on rov. So most times, there is a 60-40, 60% of meat is kosher, 40% is treif. So in the past, we've always had that 60% of meat under such circumstances have ended up being from the kosher places. So therefore, you can assume that in the future also, 60% of the meat will continue, chances are, will be kosher. So that's like a bit of an overlap between a rov and a chazaka. Every rov is based on a chazaka, every chazaka is based on a rov. Because what's a chazaka based on a rov? That most times in the past, 50, 60, 70% of times in the past, things have proven to remain constant, so therefore you can assume that now also they'll remain constant. So the chazaka, the ability to rely on past evidence, is based on a rov, and the rov is based on a chazaka. What makes rov better than chazaka? Rov is better than chazaka because there's like a little bit of bittul. It's not based simply on this particular object, it's based on a group of objects. And in the group of objects, there's more things which are mutter, which are permissible, than things which are usser. I think that may be the logic of why rov is better than chazaka, and I have to stop now.